There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, May 23rd edition, and we have a 15-game monstrous slate on our hands. Have some very, very solid pitchers, and then some nice GPP gambles to gamble on, and then bats for days. So, fun 15-game slate, interesting slates on DraftKings, played a little arcade last night. Not bad. I'll dip my toe back in there. It was interesting. Made a couple lineups. About broke even. It was an interesting format, to say the least. I'll keep at it. I know a lot of people like it, so I'll try to get a grasp on that one. A real quick look at the weather. It'll be warm in the Bronx. Royals, Yankees. We have Seattle at the Nationals. It's going to be a wet one. Getting up to 75% chances of rain. So keep an eye on your Mariners-Nationals games. Those were two pitchers to target, indeed, with your bats. Twins-Orioles, 50% chances of rain off and on in Baltimore. So keep eyes on that one. Giants-Cubs, game starts out sprinkling, and then some rain comes in at night. So that'll be an interesting one to see how it works. They avoided it last night. We'll see if they can avoid it again tonight. Rockies-Phillies, light rain gets deeper late into the night. So they should be okay, hopefully, there. But still a little stragglers here and there possibly popping up. And then you go through the rest of the Northeast, not too bad. Pittsburgh, Atlanta, small chances like yesterday, so keep an eye on that. Close the roof in Milwaukee, close the roof in Houston to save some trouble there. We'll head to Oakland, winds blowing out to right field pretty hard. And that's about it. So a couple... four or five games to keep an eye on. As always, follow your normal weather guy, Mr. Kevin Roth, to get you locked and loaded on that one. Your totals on the day, Royals, Yankees, 8.5. Still waiting on Mariners, Nats. Twins, Orioles at 9. Waiting on Giants, Cubs is Lester versus Cueto. Rockies, Phillies, 8.5. Rangers, Red Sox, 9.5. Padres, Mets, 8. Indians, Reds, 8.5. Angels, Rays, 8.5. Pirates, Braves, 9. Blue Jays, Brewers, 9. Tigers, Astros, 8.5. White Sox, D-backs, 10.5. Marlins, A's, 8.5. Cardinals, Dodgers, 7. So, yeah. White Sox, D-backs, 10.5. And then we have 3 9s and 1 9.5. So, we have some definite targets there to get things rocking and rolling. But, as always, let's get things started with the pitchers. And we'll kick it off with the one and only Clayton Kershaw at $13,400 at home against the Cardinals. Kershaw has been Kershaw. Last time out, 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 5 Ks versus the Giants. He's only had 5-4-9-5. Those are his K numbers his last four games, which is less than ideal. But he is Kershaw. So... price tag's down a bit compared to normal, or he's used to being 14 plus. At home, taking on the Cardinals. Cardinals striking out almost 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Woba of 302. When you look at our good old Beryl Phipps, the last 30 days, Clayton Kershaw is ninth best, 297 FIP, 3.03% barrels, striking out 22.73% of the batters he faces. So, yes, strikeout numbers are not as high for the Kershaw. But he's in a great spot tonight. If you want him, I can't blame you. Remember, I'm not a fan of paying up for pitching, but tonight there's some good top options and then some gambles down below if you want. I don't mind Kershaw. I wouldn't go all in just because of the price tag. It'll limit you elsewhere, but I don't mind him at all tonight. Johnny Lester at home against the San Francisco Giants, 11,100. Yes, it's a bit steep for Johnny, but if you think about it, he's been 11-3, 10-7, 10-3, 10-6, his last four. 17.3, 18.8, 28.8, 15.9, those are his DraftKings points. Not what you want from your 11,100 guy, but what you're seeing is 5.995. Those are his strikeout totals. He's given up he's given up three runs or more in two of those back-to-back starts, I should say. But the biggie, as we always say, is facing the Giants. Giants striking out 20% of the time versus lefties with an abysmal wOBA of 288. Lester, a 24.6% strikeout rate. Lefties hitting 295, righties 273 off Lester. It's been like one bad inning for Lester. That's been his problems. He's limited it a little more of late. If he can get, you know, 6-plus strikeouts, 7-plus strikeouts, he should be in for a nice start tonight. Giants bats are swinging it okay, but they're still the Giants, and they're still facing a lefty. I don't mind Lester at all at 11,100. Lance McCullers, 10,200. He's my favorite number four, or five-digit pitcher, just because everybody loves Kershaw, everybody's going to love Lester. We've been on McCullers all year. Three straight starts of no earned runs. That would be a total of 19 innings, and then you could date back the game prior. That was at Miami, at the Yankees, at the Angels. Remember when I said, and because I was reading data-wise, and then everybody else has said that he can't pitch on the road? Well, he did that damn good. And now he's back home. So he's gotten you 20 or more DraftKings points, essentially, in four straight starts. If we want to go back even farther, yeah, four straight starts. He had blown up his fifth start ago. But 3-7, 4-10 are his Ks. Ks aren't the best, but ground ball to fly ball is outstanding. 10-0, 12-1, 11-2, 9-2. He's been filthy. If you've watched any of his games, he's just been nasty. On the last 30 days, he's 24th on barrel FIP, getting barrel 3.33% of the time, 24.17% strikeout rate, which is outstanding. He is facing the Tigers, which can be scary. They have a 325 wOBA versus righties, but they strike out 22.3% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They have the second lowest team total on the slate outside of the Cardinals versus Kershaw. McCullers 3.62 team total for the Tigers. Lefties hitting 311, righties 304. Tigers do have a righty-heavy lineup outside of like Avila and V-Mart, Tyler Collins. So you got those boys to worry about mainly. But McCullers, I like a lot tonight. If he's not walking, guys, he's in for an interesting game. People will be scared off, I think, because they'll see Detroit and they'll pay up for Lester against the Giants or even Kershaw against St. Louis. And I like the matchups. But McCullers in a GPP, I don't mind him cash either. But GPP, I like Lance McCullers. I'll be having a good amount of him, hoping it doesn't backfire. But thus is DFS. We move on to Matt Shoemaker at 9,200 bucks. It's our typical. We're going to take on the Rays. Remember, it's boomer bust, like I said. Ramirez gives up two dongs in the first. Everyone's probably going, oh, no, here we go again. He settles in, gets a bunch of strikeouts. Got you 30 points, I think, or close to 30 points. He pitched great. And that's what you get when you face the Rays. Big strikeout potential. Well, Shoemaker's last two starts, 9 Ks against the White Sox. Even though he gave up three earned runs, still got you 24.3 points. Prior to that against Detroit, 7 Ks, no earned, 29.1. So back-to-back phenomenal starts. He looks like he's starting to turn it around. Shoemaker's a weird guy. Every year he goes on runs of good and bad. We're hoping this is a good one. The K potential is there, striking out 22% batters he's facing, whereas the Rays, 26.6% of the time. We know they have their awesome team wOBA against righties. Tons of stuff to like. Not telling you there isn't, but where is it at? They have a team total of 4.33. Lefties hitting 309, righties 324. We're usually worried about the lefties in the Rays lineup. So Longo and Souza, maybe even Beckham, have a little more life in your Rays deal. Like I say it all the time, I have no problem playing his raised bats against almost anybody, including Shoemaker today. As you saw yesterday, Cedic and Lomo go yard. There's always the ups and downs, but the problem is you need the home runs because they strike out so much, they're not putting the ball in play. Thus, we have issues. I like Shoemaker, good GPP play at 9,200. Might be a little popular, but interesting play tonight. One that won't be popular, it'll be a good GPP play. It's a gamble facing the Yankees, but Danny Duffy, he's 8,800 bucks. He faced him last week, 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 2 walks, 10 Ks, 36.8 DraftKings points. Last 3 starts, 2 runs or less, 10 Ks, 6 Ks, and 2. So he struck out the Yankees and Baltimore's last 2 starts, pitched very, very, very well. Looks like he's starting to turn things around. Definitely made a few adjustments, getting a little more strikeouts than that just loud, you know, play pitch to contact stuff. It's dicey. There's no doubt about it. Anytime you put any pitcher against the Yankees, it's dicey. But Duffy, 24.1% strikeout rate. Yankees striking out 23.5% of the time versus lefties. They have the 331 wOBA against lefties, but they're hitting everybody. You knew that coming into it. They even have a 4.52 implied team total. But lefties are hitting 218 off Duffy, righties 321. So if you want to stack some righties for the Yankees, knock yourself out. I even like Didi Gregorius. I played him last night against the lefty. He hits lefties extremely well, and no one ever plays him. But I like Duffy tonight. He's in a really interesting spot. Good GPP play, boomer bust, will be super low owned. The shelling can be there, but looks like he's figuring it out again, looking like the Duffy is of old. And the biggest reason I like him is he's just the ownership should be extremely low, and the upside is huge. So he's a GPP play, and that's it. Don't go anywhere else but there. Next up, I'll mention Rick Porcello just because he's at home. He's 8,500 bucks, but the way the Rangers' bats are swinging, I'd be very, very careful. It's similar to Duffy GPP-wise. He's striking out 21.8% of the batters he's facing, where the Rangers strike out 21.8% of the time. 323 team wOBA versus right-handed pitching. They have 417 implied team total. Lefties hitting 274, righties 305 off Porcello, a 187 ISO off righties. So they have a lot of power versus right-handed pitching. So just beware. Righties are hitting them better than lefties, which is nice. But he's interesting. He makes you pull your hair out when he pitches. So interesting GPP play, though. Next up, a guy I really like tonight is Alex Cobb, 7,900 bucks at home against the Angels. People see the peripheral numbers and they'll run for Z Hills. But since his return, he's been really, really good. Really, really good. It took him a while to get, you know, he missed a lot of time due to injury. It took him some time to build it up. But since April 26th, 2 earned runs, 0, 2, 3, 3 in those starts. Since April 26th, 7.3, but then 17.3, 15.8, 18.1, 23 DraftKings points. Last 2 starts at Cleveland, 7 Ks at Boston, 5 Ks. Pitching very, very well. The leash is off. He's thrown over 100 pitches. Threw 115 his last start, which could be a little scary if you think about it. But he's definitely getting back into the form we love with Alex Cobb. Strikeout rate isn't great, but he's facing the Angels, striking out over 20% of the time. League average wOBA of 301. When you look at Anaheim, team total 417. Lefties do hit 403, righties 288, but their lefties are Cole Calhoun, Louis Valbuena, Danny Espinosa. Sure, they can all go yard once in a while, but as a team, they're very right-handed heavy. You know, Maben's hitting well. You always got Trout. Pujols is back. There's stuff to worry about, but I really like the way Cobb's throwing. People overlook him all the time. Another good GPP play at 7,900 bucks. You got Dylan Bundy, 7,800 at Minnesota. He got strikeouts last time out. Definitely did, but it's always the problem with him. He's not striking guys out. He's not getting you points. So GPP, knock yourself out. Cash, probably more cash for me. Strikeout rate of 20.4%. 21.6 strikeout rate for Minnesota. They have a 334 wOBA. Last 30 days, he's 10th worst on the barrel list. Barrel fit 5.76, getting barreled 6.92% of the time. Striking out less than 15% of the batters he's facing. not good things. Like you feel the regression is coming eventually when it comes to Dylan Bundy. When, we're not sure, but you feel it's coming. Now we get into some really dicey plays. I'm going to kick you one with Shalice Chaussin. 7,500 at the Mets. Yes, I know. Take a second and listen. Peripherals are bad on the season, total season numbers. But his last four start or last three starts, 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned, 8 Ks at home versus Milwaukee. 6 1/3, 7 hits, 3 earned, 5 Ks at the White Sox. 5 1/3, 4 hits, 1 earned, 3 Ks at home against the Dodgers. 11.8, 16.9, 27.4 DraftKings points. He's pitched very well his last few starts out. No, it's a small sample. I get it. He's striking out around 19% of the batters he faces. Mets striking out 19.6. Average well above 311 versus righties. They have a team total of only 427. You'd expect much higher. Lefties hitting 338, righties 297. So Conforto, Walker, Bruce, scary. Granderson maybe even. Jose Reyes if you really want to reach out. But he's been interesting. No one's going to own him. They're all going to be on Matt Harvey. Chalky Matt Harvey. I will stack against Matt Harvey until he proves me he can do it consistently. If he does it one time, I don't care. Sure, the Padres strike out a lot, but I don't care. Chaussin is a very, very sneaky GPP play. Just keep him in mind. A low-priced arm I really do like tonight. He's $6,800. He's at home, and he's against the Kansas City Royals, and that's Danny Duffy. I know he last time out in Kansas City got beat up a bit. 5 innings, 4 hits, 5 earned, 4 Ks, 5.1 points. Prior to that, he's getting you 15 points every time out prior to that. He'll have a rocky inning or two. He'll get you a lot of strikeouts, but he's getting you your points. $6,800 helps you match up with the high-priced arms. The walks are the problem. He's walking over almost 11% of the batters he faces, but got the Royals. They strike out about 19% of the time versus lefties. 275 team wOBA, which is dreadful. And team total 398, one of the few under four. Lefties hitting 398 off Montgomery, righties 302. Royals have a team ISO of 119 versus lefties, which is just dreadful. Like, that is pathetic. So, if you want to sneak some guys out there for the Royals, knock yourself out. They might beat them up again. But I like me some Jordan Montgomery at 6,800 at the Kansas or at home against the Kansas City Royals. After Montgomery, we got a few more of our punts for tonight. We'll take us to Oakland. We have the Marlins versus the A's. Jesse Hahn, $6,100 at home in that spacious Oco Coliseum. 3 earned runs or less in four straight starts. If you want to go back 5, 6, 7, every start, all 7 starts, 3 earned runs or less. Outstanding. He's gotten you double-digit points in 6 of those 7s. We've got you about close to 15 or more in most of those starts. He's $6,100. 6Ks, 4K, 3Ks, 4, 6, his last 4 starts. Going up against the Fish, who just got done in L.A., got beat up quite a bit in L.A., against a bunch of lefties. We know they can't hit lefties. They hit righties better. But it is the Fish. Jesse Hahn doesn't strike out a ton. His numbers look good of late, but his overall 16% strikeout rate. Martin is 20.3% of the time. Team Wobe is average, 301. Nothing too exciting there. When you talk about the Marlins, they have a 4-1-2 team total. Lefties hitting 362, righties 278 off Jesse Hahn. So keep that in mind. Only a few lefties to really be concerned about. Justin Bour's in there, Christian Yelich for sure, maybe Derek Dietrich, but for the most part, a righty-heavy Marlins lineup. Hahn at 6,100, he'll probably be a chalky low-owned play, but he's definitely in play. On the other end of that game, we got Jose Urena, ERA below 2 on the season. 2 earned runs or less in 3 straight starts, his first 3 starts in the bigs. 5 2/3, 1 earned, 3 Ks against Houston. 6 innings, 2 hits, 4 Ks against Atlanta. 6 innings, 1 hit, no earned, 2 Ks versus the Mets. Gone almost 6 innings in all 3, 5 2/3 in his last one. He's getting you double-digit points in all of them. He's stretched out. He's over 100 pitches now, so you don't have to worry about that. The A's are, you know, the most frustrating team. I mention it all the time. Now, there's games I want to play them so bad, then they let us down. Other games, they go off. You don't know what you're going to get, but Urena striking out about 15% of the batters he faces. The A's strike out 23.4% of the time versus right-handed pitching. pretty decent wOBA of 321 versus righties, which is why I like them a lot. They're inconsistent. But a 4.38 team total, small samples here because most of these are bullpen numbers, but 3.18 versus lefties, 3.41 versus righties. The A's have a 2.04 ISO versus right-handed pitching. It's a great look. I'll give that to you. It's a phenomenal look. But Urena's been sneaky good. He was a higher. The Marlins system sucks. But he was a higher prospect as they brought him through, had him in the pen, stretched him out. He's sneaky, and he's only $5,500. Like, really, if he gets you the 12-plus points, you're pumped. You like, 15-plus. But either Hani or Urena, I have no problem with either being a pump play. Pump plays we know can get blasted, but they're definitely intriguing pump plays. Kind of like Hoffman last night, but not as much K upside. And last but not least, if you want to go for the fences, Joe Biagini, $4,600. I know he got shelled his last time out against Atlanta, but that was in that freaking ballpark. Now, I know Milwaukee's not much better, but we're talking Biagini that prior to his last start was outstanding his first two. He's got blistering stuff, has potentials for big, big strikeouts, and hey, he's facing the Brewers, 23.9% K rate versus righties. They're just like the Marlins, or like the Rays. They crush the pitching, but they strike out a ton. So it's boom or bust. Lefties hitting 287, righties 276. I know it's a small sample, but the Brewers can rake, but they strike out a bunch. It's that boom or bust, $4,600. Can he give me five innings and get it done? You never know. So it's an interesting option. But I ripped off a bunch of pitchers there, but I really like Kershaw, 13-4 versus St. Louis. McCullers, 10-2 versus Detroit. Lester, 11-1 versus the Giants. Don't mind any of those. McCullers I'd go to the most. As a GPP, Kershaw is quote-unquote a safe play, but I hate that word in DFS. I mentioned Carrasco, 9,900 at Cincinnati. Maybe I skipped him on accident, but big, big strikeout upside, but he's coming off that injury, so be very, very careful. I don't mind him, but you don't know when that muscle is going to get hurt again, or there's all kinds of things that could go wrong there. Shoemaker, 9,200 at Tampa Bay. I like that quite a bit. Duffy, 8,800 at New York. Good GPP play. Porcello, 8,500. Not as high on that, but it's not a bad option GPP-wise. Ownership will be low. Cobb, 7,800 versus the Angels. I like. Bundy, 7,800 versus Minnesota. Tread lightly, but the upside's always there with Bundy, but tread lightly. Chacin, 7,500 versus the Mets is a sneaky GPP. I like Jordan Montgomery at 6,800 versus Kansas City. And then some punts. Jesse Hahn, 6,100 versus the Marlins. Urena, 5,500 at Oakland. Biagini, 4,600 at Milwaukee. Now let's take you over to the bats on this loaded, loaded slate, which I found some value last night, but not a ton, unfortunately. We'll kick it off. Gary Sanchez, I mentioned righties versus Duffy. Well, he's one of the best, $4,700. Wellington Castillo, 4K versus Irvin Santana. I did not mention him as a pitcher because the regression train's coming. If he shuts down Baltimore, more power to him. But on a 15-game slate, I'll go elsewhere and not roll those dice. When you're looking at Baltimore, lefties 273, righties 280 off Santana. High team total, though. Buster Posey versus Lester at 39, first base catcher. Wind's supposed to be blowing in or just no wind at all in Wrigley tonight, so for once might be a pitcher's environment. The weather's pretty rough also. Like me some Salvi Perez at 3,800 versus Montgomery. I said lefties hit Montgomery better than righties, but Salvi's just as consistent as they come back there. Yan Gomes, $3,700 versus Amir Garrett. Gomes is swinging a hot stick in the month of May. Finally looking like that guy we thought he'd be. Going up to the lefty Garrett in American Small Park, $3,700 is definitely a play. It's overlooked more often than not. Evan Gattis, $3,600 versus Zimmerman. Zimmerman gets crushed by right-handed bats, like destroyed by right-handed bats. So the Houston stack is definitely a play with all that right-handed thump, and Gattis a part of it at 36. Riomuto, $3,400 versus Jesse Hahn. Alex Avila, he's hitting it so hard, but I can't go against McCullers. There's other options. Like this one, Matt Wieters, $3,400 versus Bergman. The Nationals tonight, yep. 572, or the team total's not even up yet for some reason. But lefty's hitting 347, righty's 368 off Bergman. So, yeah, get that locked and loaded for you. Matt Wieters. I like Sandy Leone off Trashner, 3,300. That regression train is coming in a hurry. That magic show just can't continue. 5-3-3 team total. Lefty's 366, righty's 335. So Sandy Leone's got home run potential. You're going to need homers tonight. There's a lot of shaky pitching. Home runs are necessary. So remember what I said about stacks, maybe keeping them smaller if you want. If you want to go big, that's fine. Maybe they go off like the Twins last night. But they're going to have a chance because home runs are the name of the game tonight more than ever. As you go down the list, Cameron Rupp, 3,300 versus Marquez is interesting. There's other options, but it's interesting to say the least. Steven Vogt, 3,100 versus Urena. You got, where'd he go? Where'd he go? Tony Walters. If Walters is hitting for Colorado, the left-handed catcher, I love him because lefties crush Eflin. The regression has hit him in a hurry. Walters, 2,900 bucks. He's not like the biggest thump in the world, but he's a sneaky value play there. Another ones I like down in this lower level is our normal, you know, Kevin Plawecki's 2,600. You got Rene Rivera down here as well for the Mets at 2,500 as some decent punt options at the catcher's position. Heading over to, one more I wanted to mention. I saw him last night, and this is the ultimate punt play because it might completely get you a dud. But he's a left-handed bat, and I know I mentioned righties crush Zimmerman, but everyone's hitting Zimmerman for one. But if you're just punting, if for some reason Juan Centeno, I think that's how you pronounce his name, is in the lineup for the Astros. He was on a hot, hot streak in Fresno. Right before he got called up when McCann went to the 7-day DL, he's $2,000. Bare minimum. So if you're needing something to, you know, build with Kershaw or other big arms, and he's in the lineup, I'm not saying he's going to go off. He might get you a complete zero, but for $2,000, he's got good upside for a gamble in a GPP. First base, Paul Goldschmidt, 5,400 versus Covey. Covey is horrible. Last 30 days whip, he's ninth worst, 5.94, getting barreled 6.84% of the time, walking over 10% of the batters he faces. D-backs team totals 583, lefties 334, righties 495 off of Covey. Goldie went deep last night. Goldie's going deep again tonight. Anthony Rizzo, 4,800 versus Cueto. See if Thames is in the lineup against Biagini, 48. Jose Abreu in Coors Light against Patrick Corbin at 4,800 bucks. White Sox, D-backs total was 10.5. White Sox team totals 467. Lefties 307, righties 363 off Corbin. So Abreu is definitely in play. If you don't use Goldie, Abreu's been smoking. So definitely in play. One price tag I hated to see today is Justin Smoke. He's up to 4,600. Toronto goes back on the road to the National League ballpark, so they lose the DH. Smoke is a great play against Slippin' Jimmy. Slippin' Jimmy's been getting the strikeouts, but he's also getting beat up. At the dish, lefty's hitting 330, righty's 351. Smoke was in a great spot tonight, 4,600 bucks. Still a good play, but it's just hard paying that much for Smoke. Morales is only 4K, folks. If Morales is starting at first base, $4,000 is a great play with Kendrys Morales. Jay Bruce, 4,600 is definitely playing against Chacin. Ryan Zimmerman against Bergman, 4,600. Great part of a national stack. Zim is just keeps hitting. Crush Davis let us down last night. He's 4,500. Joey Votto, 45. Mark Reynolds, 45. All in play. Hanram, 44. I know he has struggled mightily, but versus a lefty in Great America Small Park, Edwin Encarnacion is 4,400 bucks. He got 5 points yesterday, 18 the game before, 0, and then 16. It's boom or bust, but in that ballpark against Amir Garrett, GPP play, Edwin Encarnacion, 4,400 bucks, definitely worth a look. Cody Bellinger, first base outfield eligible, 4,400 versus Loretta Lynn. Ian Desmond, 4,300, like both of them. Carlos Santana, 42. Mentioned Justin Bour, he's on fire, facing Jesse Hahn. He's 4K. Jesse Hahn, 362 versus left-handers, 278 versus righties. Like I mentioned, get the lefties, Justin Bour. There's Morales at 4K. I like me some Will Myers against Matt Harvey at $4,000. Don't be afraid of a couple Padres out there, because Matt Harvey is a joke. If he pitches great, I'll tip my cap, but he's going to be chalky, and a chalky Matt Harvey's never good. Lomo, 3,900 versus Shoemaker, his 12th dong of the year last night. Matt Davidson's been swinging it really well. He's first base, third base eligible, facing Corbin. So if you don't want Abreu or you don't want Frazier, you go Davidson. I'd go Abreu Davidson if you have to make that call, just because Davidson's been more consistent. He didn't start last night, but prior to that, 2-for-4, 10 points for Seattle, 2-for-4, 23 points, 1-for-4, 3 points, but then 16 points. He's played very, very well lately. Hits lefties extremely well. Josh Bell, 3,900 versus Dickey. Mitch Moreland, 3,800 versus Cashner. Mitchy Two Bags is a phenomenal value on this slate. When you're going cheaper at a lot of positions for the Kershaws of the world and everything, Mitchy Two Bags, lefties and righties are crushing more, Cashner, but definitely lefties. 16, 16, 16, 12. That's his last four game fantasy totals. Three of those were in Oco Coliseum. I know it's three straight home run games. That's Oco freaking Coliseum, where the ball does not move much, folks. I know the day game in there helped, but Mitchy Two Bags is swinging it right now. And Trashner is Trashner. So, plus, maybe revenge factor, facing his former team. A lot to like about Mitchy Two Bags tonight. Just putting that one on the table. Eric Hosmer, 38 versus Montgomery. Matt Holliday, right-handed bat versus Duffy, $3,800. Tommy Joseph's been swinging it decent of late. Some power bats versus Marquez isn't the worst thing you could see. Lefty's hitting 337, righty's 349 off Marquez of the Rockies. Team total was, I believe, 9 in that game, so a game stack can be in play. Tommy Joseph, $3,800 is intriguing. Coming off a 1-for-3 game last night, he's very inconsistent. It's boom or bust with Tommy Joseph. So probably better options tonight, but keep him in mind. Pujols, 37 versus Cobb. Chris Carter's 37. He went yard off a lefty last night. So what he does, he hits lefties. That's about it. But it's not like he's going to go 3-for-4. It's usually a home run or an over. Occasionally put a couple hits together. But keep him in mind. Trey Mancini, 3,600. Go Lucas Duda, 3,400 versus Chacin. Forgot that left-handed bat. He's back in action of late. There's Agon, but I'm going elsewhere before I use him. I know he can hit once in a while, but I will look elsewhere. And that, Louis Valbuena, I mentioned him, a left-handed bat versus Cobb. He's first base, third base eligible. He's only 3,100. Get him super cheap as a punt play at one of those positions to fit in your Kershaws and others if you feel the need. Tonight's one of the few nights where you pay down in certain positions if you're paying up for the pitching. But there's great options. There's all over and some decent punts for once. Second base, Jose Altuve, $4,900. Murphy, $4,800. I love Murphy versus Bergman. Righties versus Zimmerman, too. Altuve 49 is not bad at all. Both are in play. Devin Travis has been swinging a really, really good bat. He's 4,500 versus Slip and Jimmy. Kipnis versus the lefty Garrett. I don't mind it at 4,400. He's swinging a decent bat right now. Johnny VR versus Biagini, 4,300. Starting Castro, another righty versus Duffy, 41. Hitting cleanup. Ian Happ's 4K versus Cueto. I don't hate it. I hate playing against Cueto. I'd probably just avoid all bats in that game. But Cueto's been bad. He's been getting hit. He pitches really good in Wrigley. So I don't know. It's interesting. I think it's a low-scoring pitching duel. But I could be totally wrong. Been wrong many times. Dustin Pedroia, 3,900 versus Cashner. Another cheap Boston option. Brandon Phil, Neil Walker, 3,800 versus Chacin. Cesar Hernandez, 3,800 versus Marquez is in play. Adam Frazier leading off for Pittsburgh, second base outfield eligible at 38. Rubio Dort, 37. Whit Merrifield, right-handed bat versus Montgomery, 37. Don't mind Jed Lowry, $3,700 for Chirena. He has been intriguing to say the least. After Lowry, we head down to D. Gordon at 37. Ben Zobrist, 36, had a big fly last night. Javi Baez, 36, had a big fly. Chris Taylor swinging a good bat for the Dodgers at 36. Can't just sleep on him. But it's not a lefty. Should be more ideal. You got, go down a little farther. Danny Espinosa is that left-handed Angels bat I mentioned at 29. Not good overall, but could be a sneaky GPP play. You can always run into one. One I wanted to mention to you is Chad Pinder. He's second base shortstop eligible for the A's. He's a rookie they brought up. He's a right-handed bat. We prefer a lefty, but the kid's been mashing. three homers and or a home run in each of his three of his last four games. 23-20-0-16. Those are his game totals. And then 0-9-0-16-0-10. When he hits. It sounds bad. That's what he does. He's getting almost double-digit points in any game. He's getting you points right now. I used him on Saturday against Erod. He had 23 points. He's an interesting ball player. A rookie that's just mashing right now, so ride him while he's hot and go from there if you need to. After Pender, you got Solarte at 27 versus Harvey. He's cheap. He's slumping, but it's Harvey if you want to roll the dice there. I don't blame you. I wouldn't go crazy, though, but definitely a potential punt. I go Pender at 27, though. I actually have him in a lineup or two with some Kershaw just to save some money. Third base, Jake Lamb against Covey, 55. Lamb crafted the bet in a great spot last night, but tonight's an even better spot against Covey. Lamb at 55, definitely in play. Crush Bryant, 51. Arenado, 51 against Eflin is a great play. He hit a bomb last night. Could definitely go yard again tonight. Miggy Sano, 4,600. Hit a big fly last night in the huge Minnesota evening. Travis Shaw is a nice play at 4,400 against Biagini. Shaw's been, after, you know, starting out great, kind of slowed down a bit. He's raking again of late. 19-7, 5-12. Those are his fantasy points in his last four games. You got the Todd Father versus the lefty Corbin at 42. Joey Gallo, 41 versus Porcello. Longo, 41 versus the maker of shoes. You got Mikel Franco, 4K. Could be a sneaky GPP Phillies play. The Philly power bats could be very intriguing. Hernan Perez, third base outfield eligible versus Biagini at 3,900. Some nice value. I mentioned Matt Davidson earlier at 3,900. Marwin Gonzalez, third base outfield versus Zim at 37 is in play. Eduardo Nunez hits lefties very well. He's third base outfield eligible for the Giants. If you're putting some guys against Lester, Nunez should be one of them. He's 3,600. You can run on Lester a lot. He's been better this year with Contreras throwing guys out behind the dish. But you can run on him a lot, and the Giants don't run a ton, but Nunez is one of their best base stealers. So he's a guy that could get you some steals when he gets on base. Decent upside there. Kyle Seager's only 3,600 tonight against Joe Ross. That's a really nice play. Mariners national stack could definitely be in play. Lefty's hitting 370 off of Ross, while righties are hitting 274. So left-handed Mariners bats with like Kyle Seager and company are very – I wish Cano was playing, but he's not. Seager definitely in play. Like a Seager-Cruz-Gamel stack could be interesting. As you go down the list, you got Jed Jericho if you want to get weird against Kershaw at 33, but I don't know. I'm just staying away from Kershaw. I know he's not – he's hittable at times, but I'll spend my money elsewhere. Like, here's a punt play I'd like to take a chance on instead of Jericho at 33 – give me Ryan Schimpf at $3,200 against Matt Harvey. I know Schimpf's boomer bust, and you know he's only hitting .165, but that's with 10 home runs and 20 RBIs. So when he's hitting it big. He's $3,200 against Matt Harvey, who we already mentioned is lefty's hitting .364, righty's .326. The lefty's hit him very, very well. You're looking for that random dart GPP home run guy. Ryan Schimpf could be him at $3,200. Louis Valbuena mentioned him as a punt play. He's first base, third base eligible. And that should just about do it at your third base position. So I want to make sure I didn't miss any value at the bottom. Yeah, that was it. So yeah, your punt play is probably either Valbuena or Schimpf. Going to shortstop, Bogaerts, 47 versus Trashner. Carlos Correa, I mentioned that. Houston righties, 4,700 versus Zimmerman. Corey Seager, 47 versus Lynn. Trey Turner, 47 versus Bergman. Turner kind of hitting better, but still that price tag. Francisco Lindor, 4,600 versus Garrett's nice. Chris Owings, 45 against Covey. Outfield shortstop eligible. Gene Segura, 45. Look how expensive these shortstops are. Elvis Andrus, 38 versus Porcello is in play. I can't go back to Javi Baez just yet. Not against Cueto. Brandon Crawford does hit lefties pretty well. He's 3,500. But Didi Gregorius, 35. I'd rather go there. And Freddie Galvis, 3,300 versus Marquez is definitely worth a look in that lineup. Left-handed bat versus Marquez. Both bats hit him, but I like the lefties there. A little more, but if you have power, I don't really care in that matchup. Tim Beckham's down to 2,900. Our boy's back below 3K. always worth the value there. Timmy Beckham, 29. I mentioned Pinder, 27. There was one other one down here that I really, really liked. I think I went by him already. Let me go find him. I wanted to bring this name up because he could be sneaky. Well, people should know about him by now, but maybe not. He's outfield shortstop eligible. He's going up against Eflin. He's $3,100. Alexi Amarista. In his last three starts, he's 3-for-4 with 13 points, 2-for-5 with 16 points, 3-for-5 with 26 points. And those were all on the road, so I don't think it was Coors aided. He's a left-handed bat. I mentioned lefties versus against Eflin. Lefties hitting 355. Righties 318, but lefties hitting them well. Amarista at 3,100 could be a nice, cheaper shortstop play tonight. So you can get some good second base and shortstop guys pretty cheap to help you with your pitching. Even some catchers kind of cheap. So you can make this work tonight, trust me. Outfield, Mike Trout, 5,500 against Cobb. Bryce Harper, 54. Love Harper. I love, like, it's common sense, but Murphy, Harper, Zimmerman stack. I love some Weeders in there. Really, really like him tonight. Blackman, 53. Blackman is a phenomenal play tonight against Eflin. Just absolutely lock and load that one. Mookie Betts, 5K against Cashner. That little monster over there is going to get peppered or hit over tonight, folks. JD Martinez, 5K. Some other options tonight, but JD's hitting it hard. You got Aaron Judge versus Duffy, 4,900 is definitely worth a look. Nomar Mazzara's $4,800, but I'd probably go elsewhere tonight. But Mazzara's always got that dong potential. Ryan Braun, 4,800 is in play. Conforto, 4,800. Trumbo, 4,700. Cedic went yard number 12 yesterday, 4,700. Avisel Garcia's all the way up to 4,700 bucks. He's facing the lefty Corbin. He's definitely in play. Damn that price tag. Peralta's up to 4,700 bucks. Outfielders are pricey tonight, folks. Jose Bautista, 46. Bruce, 46. Like them all. Matt Kemp versus Glass now. Atlanta has some outfielders in play because their infield's pretty weak. They got some outfielders in play at 4,600. Mentioned Chris Owings. Adam Jones is really swinging it well. He's up to 4,400. Billy Hamilton, 4,400. Mentioned Bellinger. PR's 43. George Springer's 43. Another right-handed bat there. Tomas, 43 versus Covey. Like me, some Nelly Cruz at 43. Jackie Bradley Jr. definitely in play against Cashner at 42. Like that one a lot. Crush Davis kind of woke up over the weekend. He's 4,200. Carlos Gonzalez Cargo, he's swinging it well over the weekend. Maybe he's getting alive. Maybe it's coming there. He's 4,200 bucks versus Eflin. That price tag, when you saw the other ones on top of him, definitely worth the look with that upside versus Eflin. Definitely worth the look. Don't mind Cargo at all tonight. Aaron Hicks, 4,100. Cameron Maybin swinging it well at 41. Keon Broxton, 41. Max Kepler had a big, big game yesterday. He's 4K. Schebler, 4K. Aaron Altherr, 4K. I like him a ton tonight. He's been on fire. Benintendi, 3,900 is a phenomenal play. I don't know how Bradley Jr. is more expensive than Benintendi, but he is. Benintendi's been hitting around cleanup in that lineup versus Cashner. Phenomenal at 3,900. Mentioned Hernan Perez at 39. You got Ender and Ciarte against Glass now at 3,900 bucks is a great play. Chisenhall at 38. Yeah, I'd stay away, but it's interesting. Mentioned Adam Frazier already. Bradley Zimmer at 37. You got Jason Worth at 37. It's an interesting play. Mentioned Eduardo Nunez. Mentioned Ben Zobrist. Mentioned Brandon Belt. Trey Mancini. Jorge Bonifacio. I've mentioned him before. He went yard again. He's 3,600 versus Montgomery. A nice right-handed bat there. Jorge Soler, 36. Lorenzo Cain, 36. So you got three Royals outfielders for 3,600 bucks. All right-handed bats. Bonifacio will probably be the lowest owned out of the three. Just throwing it out there. Carlos Beltran, 3,600. Josh Reddick, 3,600. Two Houston outfielders. Both left-handed bats versus them, but both hitting it well. Everyone's hitting them. Marcelo Zuna's only 3,500. That's some nice upside, cheap upside there against Jesse Hahn. Michael Saunders, 3,500. Potential home run upside for a lot cheaper than most bats tonight. There's Ben Gamble at 35. Part of your Seattle, potential Seattle stack. Even if it's a one-off, I don't mind him for 3,500 bucks. Big upside there against Joe Ross. Colby Rasmus for Shoemaker's only 34. Matt Joyce, 34. I'd rather have Rasmus over Joyce, but both are in play. Jock Jams, 34. He's only got two home runs this year. That's the only downside. You're playing him for the home runs. He's just not doing it. Kevin Kiermaier's 3,300 starting to maybe heat up again, so a decent value play because there's not a ton of value that's trustworthy on here. Denard Span's day-to-day at 3,200, probably another day off against the lefty Lester. You can roll the dice on Jared Hoyne if you want at 32. He had that huge game a few games back, hasn't done anything since. Steven Souza Jr., home run upside at 3,200. Then here's one that's real sneaky. Second game back yesterday at the Atlanta goes yard. Matt Adams is 3,200 bucks versus Glasnow. I know Matt Adams can strike out four times against anybody. The Glasnow in that ballpark, 3,200 bucks, definite home run upside for value there. I don't mind the big man at all. Tyler Collins, 3K for a punt against McCullers. I'd probably pay up for Matt Adams, but you never know. And as you go down, it gets rough. There's a couple I'm going to mention here. So with the lefty on the mound, you can go Mac Williamson against Lester at 27. I'm not in love with any of these, by the way. It's just I'm throwing them out there. I actually used this in one lineup yesterday. Daniel Descalso, he's third base outfield eligible for the D-backs. He was in the lineup, hit a three-run homer yesterday. He's not going to homer a lot, but he's got like four or five. He's got more than Jock Peterson. He's going up against Covey in that ballpark. He's only 2,700 bucks. It's one of the better punt plays on the board, but still just not pretty at all. As you keep going down, Justin Ruggiano and Gorkys Hernandez of the Giants are both 2,300. Gorkys can run, but he's got to get on base, which is a lot of the problem with him. Ruggiano went yard last night. He's boom or bust. Both punt plays at 2,300. Michael Morse, 2,200. So the Giants, you got some punt right-handed bats in the lineup, but none that I'm like overly in love with at all. I'd rather try to mix and match my lineup elsewhere, punt the second and shortstop guys I mentioned, just because, you know, they can go off. They won, you know, the guy, STL Cardinals, the tournament yesterday. But, man, it just doesn't happen enough. I watch a lot of Giants games. It just does not happen enough. So there you have it. Kershaw versus St. Louis, Lester versus the Giants, McCullers versus Detroit, all in play. Be careful with Carrasco at Cincinnati. Upside is definitely there, but just be careful. I like Shoemaker at Tampa Bay. Duffy at New York, nice GPP play. Porcello at Texas, interesting GPP play. Cobb at the Angels, Bundy versus Minnesota, tread lightly with Bundy. Light Cobb. Chassin versus the Mets is sneaky. I like Montgomery versus the Royals, and then some nice punts at Hahn versus the Marlins. Urena versus Oakland, and Biagini versus Milwaukee. Stack your Marlins, stack your Nationals. Lefties versus Joe Ross, batting 370, but don't be scared off by Cruz. Nationals, Bergman, lefties 347, righties 368. I love like a Murphy, Zimmerman, Harper if you want a cheaper catcher, Wieters. It's good options. Worth isn't bad either. Good options in Washington as always. Love the D-backs, 583 team total. Lefties 334, righties 495 off Covey. That's why Tomas, most people only play Tomas versus lefties. He's sneaky tonight. Very sneaky. Red Sox versus Trashner, 366 for lefties, 335 for righties. Love Benintendi's price tag at 3,900. Bradley Jr. at 42. Mitch Moreland, 3,800 bucks. Mitch Moreland, 3,800 bucks. Astros right-handed bats for Zimmerman's lefties hitting 336, righties 374. I told you Beltran and Reddick in the outfield at 36 are still in play, but I do love Springer, Correa, Altuve, Gattis. Don't forget that cheap catcher if for some reason he cracks the lineup. Centeno. White Sox versus Corbin, team total 467, lefties 307, righties 363. Abreu, Frazier, I like Davidson. He's first base, third base, 3,900 bucks. Don't forget him. Orioles versus Santana, Brewers versus Biagini, Indians versus Garrett. Atlanta, sneaky plays there. Lefties hitting 401, righties 359 off glass now. So keep that in mind. I don't mind even just like a Kemp Adams could be interesting. Marquez and Ciarte are out there. Never, I rarely had ever say go all in on the Braves, but they're intriguing. If you are fading Danny Duffy, you do with righties batting 321, lefties at 218. And then, yeah, keep going on. There's other decent options out there. Hit me up at any time on the Twitter, at BDentric. Loaded 15-game slate. Lots of good stuff on this. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at DFS Golf Gods. We'll have his Dina DeLuca DFS preview out later today, as always. But lots of good stuff today. Good luck on this 15-game slate. Let's cash. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. This is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your May 23rd edition.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.